You do. Shit.
All right, you're across.
This will be Fun Fun Production number 93, The Bang Show, for taping December 12th, airing on the 21st of February. Stand by.
What's so funny?
He just told me
this is the script.
All right. Shh.
It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, and Oscar Malloy. It's time for the telephone's greatest talent show. It's the Bang Show! And I'm your host, Chuck Barris! Thank you, I'm overwhelmed. Well, here we go again, all set for some amateur and professional talent over the phone wires. But before we do, let's meet today's celebrity panelists. Hold the cue card up straight, guys. Our first panelist runs, or claims he runs, a comet line in North Hollywood. Please greet M Squared! Hey! All right, yes! All right, okay, and how are you, M?
Decent.
Good. Now, as you know, you and your fellow panelists will act as judges for the acts that we're about to see and hear. And your fellow panelist is none other than that bald-headed wonder himself, Al Burnet. Hey! Hello, Al!
Hello, party.
Okay, and you act out. You out there know how we play the game, don't you? We bring on an act, and after 15 seconds, our celebrity panelists can end it by doing the following. That's right, we don't fool around. The acts they don't like get shot to death. Hey! All right, and of course, if the acts succeed in making it all the way through, then our celebrity panelists will rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and the act that gets the most points at the end of the show wins the amazing sum of 999.
Niner ass breath.
Pennies. Okay, and the money will be presented by our model, lovely Ursula Goodenright. Come out here, Ursula. Yes, indeed. Cool it, audience. How'd you like to bang her, huh? Okay, let's meet our first big act. He's a singer, and he calls himself William Murphy. Hey! Oh, yes, indeed. Another dead act in the business. Let's see who banged Mr. Murphy. Oh, it was Al Burnet. He's banged a lot of children. Why'd you shoot him down, Al?
Burnet, if you don't mind.
Why'd you shoot him down, Burnet?
Disgusting and vile.
I see. How about you, M Squared? Would you have banged him sooner or later? I see. Well, thank you for that valid opinion, M Squared. Hey! Okay, let's have act number two. Ah, another singer. This one is Uncle Jeffy. Hey!
From the studios of old Fun Phone to the halls of Spoken Z, we just keep on making tapes and schlock. Oh, what fun it is, golly gee. We just make those tapes all night and day. We just make them all the time. I am proud to be a member of this great joke line land of mine.
Thank you. Cool it. Turn off the applause machine. Our act didn't get banned. again. Consider yourself extremely talented, Uncle Jeffy, and lucky, too. All right, let's find out how our celebrities voted. Let's start with M Squared. How about it, M?
Anybody who would have the unmitigated balls to stand up on coast-to-coast telephone lines and sing something like that deserves a good vote. So here's mine. A 9.
All right! Hey, a 9! Yes, a 9!
That's niner ass breath.
And what about you, Al?
Bernay, if you don't mind.
Sorry, what about you, Bernay?
Ugh, disgusting and vile.
No, Al, that's what you say when you don't like an act. What's your vote?
Bernay, if you don't mind.
Okay, Bernay, what's your vote?
I'll give him a 9er.
Okay! Woo! Now we add those two together for a total of 18er. Hey! Woo! Congratulations, Jeffy. You end up with 18er points. That can win the game for you. Now here's our next great act, a stand-up comic, Mr. Harvey Farnsworth. Hey!
I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But I don't care, because they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're just square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on the tower. I say,
Martha,
no
I'm going to be sick.
A head of bear is really nowhere.
That's
so like
Oh, my God. Okay, stop shooting the gun there. That's fine. He's dead. Thank you. Okay. Well, it looks like two dead bodies and twice the blood for our crew to clean up. Let's see who did it. I M Squared. I'm surprised you did it, M Squared. That was about hair, and Al Bernay hates hair, but M Squared did it. M Squared, why'd you do it?
I kind of didn't like the way he was dressed, actually.
I see. Yes, I guess clothes do make a difference. And you, the bald one, do you have a comment, Al?
Bernay, if you don't mind.
Sorry, do you have a comment, Al?
Disgusting and vile.
Okay. All right, hey, and we'll be back with our final act here on the Bank Show right after this message. Hey!
Hi there. You may think that I have a speech problem, and you're right, I did. Until I found the glorious Evelyn Woodhead speaking course. Wow. Want to hear a sample? That was the entire Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, including the appendix and the index. You want to do this? Just listen, and a man will tell you how I achieved this stunning success.
Hello, I'm Doug Mattress. Yes, you did fine. Here's a cookie. Today and tomorrow, Evelyn Woodhead's speed speaking dynamics classes are being held in the twins' clothing departments of all Two Guys hardware stores at 4 and 8 p.m. Evelyn Woodhead guarantees you a longer-lasting speech impediment, or we'll gladly keep your money. Remember, that's 4 and 8 p.m. at all Alpha Beta markets. And tell a friend.
Hey, Harry. And don't you forget it.
And now back to the Bank Show! And here's our final act for today, another stand-up comic, Oscar Malloy! Hey, Oscar Malloy, let's hear it for the little boy, Oscar Malloy!
Thank you. A drunk man was walking down the street with one foot in the gutter and one foot on the sidewalk. People were looking at him. A lady came up to him and said, "Hey, mister, you're walking with one foot in the gutter and one foot on the sidewalk." The man replied, "Thank goodness, I thought I was a cripple." A lady went into a hairdresser and said, "What should I do? My husband has dandruff." The hairdresser said, "Give him Head and Shoulders." The lady said, "What's shoulders?" A man went to the market to buy some alphabets, and he bought Albert's Grits. A hobo knocked on a lady's door, and she answered it, and he said, "Can you spare some food?" And the lady said, "How about yesterday's soup?" The hobo said, "Okay," and the lady replied, "Good. Come back tomorrow. Thank you."
Looks like Uncle Admiral Jeffy could be in for some competition here. Let's find out how our stars voted, Brene.
Well, if you don't mind, I gave him a niner.
Woo! All right, hey, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, all right. How about you, M squared?
I kind of gave him a nine.
That's niner ass breath.
We add those two together for a total of 18. We have a tie. Hey! So we must ask our stars to reevaluate the last act. Please vote again, Arthur.
Alan, if you don't mind. I gave him a niner.
Niner, and how about you, M squared?
A nine.
God damn it, that's niner!
No, you're supposed to save the bullets for our acts, Al!
Bernay, bastard nose!
Oh!
Hey! What do you think you're doing, you bald head?
Screw you, little shits. Now that we're alone, whoever you are that's just called this stupid joke number, I want to talk to you. How would you like to earn money selling maps to stars' homes? You make $1.50 for every map you sell, and you get employee benefits like seniority points and color zones. You could wind up a millionaire
Alan,
in no time
I love
at all.
You.
It's easy how to sell the map.
Oh, Alan.
Here, look.
I want to see you.
You simply ask the...
Chuck Bearass was played by Stu, and we'd like to thank our special guests for this week, M Squared and Al Bernay, who played themselves. This is Stu Funfone speaking.